Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Radio Sentai House Stranger. As you may have noticed from the extra episode, Pink and Yellowcaster have gone off on a side quest together. Not actually together, but that's what I'm saying.
For Gar is currently acting as Lane Sherpa.
Pink Caster took my intern Caster.
Oh, wait, I don't
know. Who will get you your liquor?
Wait, I don't
know. In his hand!
Oh, good.
Wait, and in his belly!
I need more of it, but that's not something I have, so...
Lane, I don't know if we should climb this mountain. No, we gotta climb this mountain.
So many mountains in Pickering.
So many. yes, the Great Pickering Mountain Range.
Right next to the nuclear power plant where Mr. Burns runs it.
Pickering really is the Springfield of...
Oh, Ontario.
I know nothing about Pickering.
It is Springfield, Ontario.
Anyways.
Why not? We have fucking London, Ontario, and Paris, Ontario. Why the fuck not?
Kitchener used to be New Berlin.
Oh my god. I just realized, Canadians aren't original.
But where did Toronto come from?
It came from the name St. Toronto. You know, the patron saint of maple syrup.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a native term.
I know.
Everything in Canada is a native term. Again, it's not original!
Hey, remember where the name of our country came from?
It means the village.
They didn't know that.
No wonder it's so full of gays. Cue the roll call!
We're live!
Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Yoshida's Azeel!
Respecting the source material! Greencaster! Senshi!
Trauma Inducer! Northcaster! Saga!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
On air!
Otsukare!
So, basically this week there were no episodes of...
Due to a marathon relay race of some kind, which we talked about before.
Because Japan and airing sports during superhero time.
You fuckers!
How dare you promote...
You're ruining our career!
So there was no episodes of that. We were gonna watch the Decaranger movie, but Gar really wanted to be on that, so we decided to hold off on that. So what we decided to do was watch 3 episodes of... What's it called? V5?
Kanpai Senshi After 5!
Yay.
Now, if you paid attention to our banter from last week and possibly the week before, originally the idea was that this was going to be our first theme month where we were going to talk about 3 episodes a week.
And then we started watching After 5 and realized we weren't getting more than 1 episode worth of discussion out of this.
Although, there is a bit of plot and development if you watch the whole show.
Very little.
This will probably be very short, but, yeah, the show, here we go!
But before we move on, I just wanted to say that if we did make this the month of After 5, it would have been perfectly timed, because I could have called it Aftervember, with capital V.
Itchy and his puns.
Okay, at that...
Just the sound of shattering glass in Paul's hand.
Not yet, my beer is still in here.
I said Paul's hand.
Alright, now...
This is made of pot.
Anthony, yeah, I'm pretty Anthony, to say.
Anthony.
Which would make it all the more impressive.
Before all this, put in the After 5 theme to segue into it.
Yeah.
So
After 5, boo!
Put it before this whole thing.
So yes, Kanpai Senshi After 5 is a show about a Super Sentai team that goes out drinking after battles. And that's literally it. It's
that's
the drinking
it.
Party.
That's your plot.
This show is a drinking party, one after another.
And their original Sentai name is Treasure 5, but they're called After 5 all the time because they go drinking.
Yay.
In the same vein as Akiba Ranger, it's an actually official series. Like, it's sponsored by the official companies and all that.
I was going to say, it's not officially
a
Sentai.
It's not actually a Sentai in the same way Akiba Ranger is not actually a Sentai, but it's kind of an accepted part of the canon in a form. The most obvious factor of this is the fact that 2 of its actors are actual Tokusatsu actors.
Who are they? Yes. Where are they from?
The Red Ranger is Kuga from Decade.
Oh, okay.
He was also the cop in the Denno Kiva movie.
That too. And also the Blue Ranger's Drake from Kamen Rider Kabuto.
As well as V3 from Kamen Rider the Next.
Yeah, that.
And he played the rival in the Wangan Midnight movie, which I've watched and enjoyed.
Which is a toku, so shh.
I don't care, I like the movie. I played the Wangan Midnight game.
And just to be topical, this week we're all drinking, except for Itchy, because he's a pussy.
Right? Fuck you! No. Designated pussy.
I saw the greatest post about drinking, where it's just like, yeah, you say I don't have to drink to have a good time. I don't need running shoes to run, but it helps.
Hey, you guys have all seen that I can get just as stupid and giggly having consumed zero alcohol.
It's almost impressive. It wasn't sad.
Whoa! You're getting a little real here.
He's saying what I'm thinking.
Oh, he's saying what we're all thinking.
It's like, in the back of my head, I just that exact comment came up, and I was just like, I'm going to be polite and do what my mama said to me. And then Raven usually said, yeah, and then he said that. I was just like, whoa.
I'm going to go downstairs.
As I said, I'm drinking.
Right.
I'm going to go downstairs and cry after this.
Yeah.
So what's new?
I'll videotape it and put it on the internet.
We all know you will.
Yep.
So yeah.
Feed off the misery of others.
Aside from those two, the other three actors aren't anyone I recognize. But apparently one of them is named Buffalo Goro A, who plays Yellow.
And is quite obviously a reference to the Yellow Ranger from Go Ranger.
And Jetman as well, or any Korean eating Yellow Rangers.
More that he's the rather large set male Yellow Rangers.
Which was also in Jetman.
Okay, I don't need
Yellow
that.
Yellow Owl was the big dude.
I didn't even watch Jetman.
So neither have I, but I know that's a thing.
I thought Cyan was the heavy set one.
In Kyoryuger, yeah.
There's that.
White people.
But yeah, pink, green, and yellow aren't anyone I recognize. Maybe they're actors of some stature. I don't know. I didn't bother researching them.
If they were, they wouldn't be in a Sentai.
You know, that's very true. You know, I noticed that, like, ironically, this seemed to have a few parallels with the Australian series Danger 5. On the sense of, like, how, like, just every episode is the exact same. But where Danger 5 worked was the fact that it wasn't always the same spot. Like, it had interesting and different locales.
Well, okay. Here's the difference between these two things.
One had more put into it.
After 5 has two sets.
In the end, you could deliver the... Okay, I've seen all of Danger 5. I know exactly what he's talking about. And I'm just going to give a quick statement here as to how it worked. The guys are a bunch of super spies, and they fight Hitler in the 1970s. And so their boss, Colonel Chessbridge, who has the head of a bald eagle, would always tell them you need to infiltrate a base. You need to infiltrate a base, kill a bunch of people, get a bunch of hostages out, and as always, kill Hitler. You could always boil every episode down to the same type of dialogue with the same beats, but there's a difference between having each episode have the same beats but be different, and have every episode be the goddamn same. Danger 5 had different beats, had the same beats, but different content. This has the same goddamn content, but with different dialogue.
It plays around with the tropes differently. Although, Paul, I love what you said, how an episode of After 5 is basically if the credits of Danger 5 had actual dialogue.
Was the whole show.
Yeah, was just the whole show.
And if you don't know, the credits of Danger 5 is just them drinking.
It's the after party from filming.
Yeah,
it is. It is. Hitler is, like, chilling with the hot chicks from the episode, and they're all getting fucking plastered. Usually probably ends in an orgy. It's Australia. I don't know if After 5... ends in an orgy.
Hold on. Let's not gloss over that. That needs to be highlighted.
What?
I thought I heard him say it, so I did it.
What did you say?
No, I just said
Heil. Oh, highly implied.
It was highly implied.
I am Polish.
I know.
I'm native.
Everybody offensive!
That's nice, we're talking about me right now!
Oh!
Some fucking guy with a tattooed mustache didn't come along and put you in ovens.
No, you're right, he wore a stupid hat.
There's a difference.
Thanks, Columbus.
We'll focus on the hat issues later. Right now is mustache. This is now Ovens issue.
This is now Radio Sentai Cast Racists.
I didn't say it. He
can
did.
That be the name of the episode?
I'm writing that down.
Anyway. So, this is gonna be like the one lost episode.
Anyway, so yeah, and they did play with the tropes, but they didn't really do much with them. They just more mentioned them. There's a lot of jokes paid at the expense of, like, you ever notice how when we do this, it's always in Tokyo? Why is it only in Tokyo?
And then Red actually makes a convincing argument. It's like by proxy. Like, if we protect peace in Tokyo, thus we're preventing them from getting to other parts of Japan, and thus we're protecting the world.
Although, the one thing I want to bring up from the episode...
Yeah, but why don't they just attack Brazil, where we aren't around to stop that. Them? Evil villain listening in actually checks ticket prices to get to Brazil.
Oh, that's
500,000 yen!
That's fucking expensive. Shit.
But I do have to say, the villain was the best part of all this.
Oh, he's the best part of the whole show. You haven't seen what the villain does in this show.
He's like always spying on them.
This is one of the only shows where by the end you will be rooting for the villain. I promise you.
They're all twits.
Well, that's part of it, but...
I was kind of half rooting for Hart and Drive.
Right? Well, just yeah. Saying. Different reasons, but yeah, sure.
But overall, like... Honestly, there's not much to say.
Honestly, episode one is just, hey, you ever notice this, Sentai tropes?
It's just what would
happen. Have you ever noticed the zipper on the monster's backs?
That was a good line.
It's just what would happen if, like, the Sentai team, if the town Sentai team was an actual job that you had to apply for, and then afterwards, because it's a job that you get paid for and you have to be have responsible for, people drink and bitch about it,
Sorry, you should go first. Sorry.
And that's about it. It's a Sentai team that doesn't do it because of some sort of fealty to justice, but because...
They get paid to do it.
It's a pretty easy
job.
They
actually pointed out that in the first episode that this is one of, like, the early Sentais, apparently a branch of the military, because they're being referred to as combat specialists.
That's interesting. Other thing, and Paul, you mentioned this too, and I thought it was a good point. This is not a parody of Toku so much as it's a parody of after work life.
Yeah.
Like, it really is, that's what it is. It just happens they're a Toku team.
Like Paul said, it's Cheers if it were a Sentai.
Yes.
Yes.
Minus Kelsey Grammer.
Wouldn't that have been amazing, though?
It's like a spin-off series afterwards, too.
No, Blue can be Fraser Crane.
Hmm?
Blue can be Fraser Crane.
No, he can't.
Fraser Cranger.
He's very good at putting things eloquently, but he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Damn it, Itchy.
It was too easy.
It really
Fraser Cranger, I'll kill you!
Yay, I have my own Shania Twanger joke.
Shania Twanger, Fraser Cranger.
I'll kill Lane!
Twice!
A new legend is born! Soon we will have a full 5-man team.
Oh, God.
You know, I hear the Rangers calling. There's Mechs and Megazords. Quite stylish.
Hell, I swear to God. Glass bottle is almost empty. Watch it is.
On your hand.
You know, there was another
what
great
ad. What the fuck is next? Jerry Seinfelder?
Not as good, but sure.
Fucking, I don't... God
I'm sure we'll come
Michael
up with
Michael Major?
No. We'll come up with more later.
Anyway.
We have to let these things happen naturally, Paul. You can't force it.
Can't force it. That's anything I've learned from sex. I mean... the other aspect, too, I liked about, like, the whole, like, job thing was in the third episode when the gold one showed up. Like,
oh, my God! Their boss is amazing!
The boss is gold. He's an older gentleman, and it's one of those...
Not just gold. Lame gold.
Yeah.
And it's spelled like the word lame, but with an accent.
I just liked how it was that situation where, you know, like, Kate, like, some jobs are better, like, where you can hang out with your boss, but a couple, like, places are like, we don't want to hang out with our boss, but, like, he's trying to be one of the pals.
Yeah.
I like that aspect.
Mm-hmm. And they cap off the episode brilliantly, and it's like, God, he's a pain in the ass, but he paid for everything, so sure.
Can I just, in the midst of you talking, I came up with a third one.
Oh, God, let's hear it.
The Christmas-themed ranger, away in a manger.
Why did you say that for when it was December?
I don't know. It just came to me. Oh, my God. It's not even a person, though, unless you want to have it be the reference.
Away in a manger.
Usually we just have them be the actual names.
And Paul's just frozen in place right now, like,
oh my God,
not sure if want to be pissed or not.
No, pretty sure.
Pretty sure I want to be pissed.
Just letting it all flow in my head so that I don't externalize it.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Oh, keep going. I need a metaphorical minute. I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
But again, it's just that's there's not much to say. I mean, the song was fun. I like the song.
The theme songs are great.
Yeah, and it did bring up some laughs every now and then. I did like how cheap the costumes were.
Yeah,
like,
it really, obviously the point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just liked how
they're not
like,
even actual
the
tights.
Helmets are like, you know, plastic,
like shitty Halloween dollar store plastic masks.
Wasn't, couldn't you like see the opening where the mouth was?
Yeah, and if you held the helmet a certain way, you could see through the visor to the hole behind it.
Yep.
But the one part I liked was there in episode 2 where they talked about why they all joined up. Like, Red is a very idealistic, fight for the peace of the earth, and everyone else is just like, it was the best thing that came along. Except for Green. Actually, his story was really messed up.
Oh, yeah. He did it because he thought it was fun to kill.
Because he likes playing, you know, zombie video games. So he thought, wouldn't it be fun if I could just blow up real monsters?
I don't kill because it makes me happy. I kill because it's the only way I can get an erection.
And in the end, isn't that the most important thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Getting an erection.
Absolutely.
And sticking it into...
whatever your persuasion is.
Sticking it into the whatever on the other side of the zipper.
I was about to say, sticking it into the zipper.
No, but then we have there's something about Mary situation.
Is the zipper on something made of something skin tight and leather? Or
it could be.
Depending
it
on...
It is a toku suit.
Depending on the monster of the week.
Yeah. Not entirely the same as what
I'm thinking. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I like about the theme song, too? How we actually see some, like, mooks, like a monster in the mech, but, like, they never show up again.
And that hilarious shot of the mech flying from one side of the screen to the other.
Being held up by invisible string.
I liked how it looked like a cross between Mazinger Z and the fucking Shogun Zord.
That looked nothing like Mazinger
Z. The fucking grill plate and the horn. And except a cross between that and the Shogun Zord.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's a cross between the two. I didn't say it was a good cross. But then again, we've all got our cross to bear.
But yeah, there's lots... The episodes come with lots of little funny dialogue topics that they have, like, who the fuck was smoking in the robot? I also liked in the third episode where they're talking about how horrible it is to fight alongside their boss, where they're complaining about fighting in the Megazord with him, and they're like... We ended that battle super quick because we were all united in our desire to get away from our boss's terrible fucking cologne. That was great. But just from those three episodes, you get a really good idea of how the show works and what it's about.
If you're interested in that, I say give it a shot. Give the first two episodes a shot. You might enjoy yourself.
And if you're really interested in the show, season 2 just started a month or so ago, which I am enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
The new theme song is really good.
But I think this is going to be a record, guys. I do believe this is our shortest episode.
Yay! I don't know why I'm cheering, but it means we can all go to sleep earlier.
Yay, short things.
Right?
That could be taken out of context.
Oh, I know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no relation to that.
Alright, so I guess that'll be it for now, since we really don't have much else to talk about, so... Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you all next week with more people and more discussion topics. Subscribe to us at castranger.podbean.com. Follow us with our Facebook page and tweet at us at Ixie Studios. We will see you all next week.
Bye. Later, guys.
See ya.
Fuck. Now I can actually get plastered. Jesus.
You were already? You drank a lot of that pop.
I'm nowhere close.
Let me turn off the mic.
Fuck, did we watch, guys?
Yes, man. I'll be right back up. I'm gonna go get a popsicle.
Yeah.
We know you're getting a popsicle.
Yes.
Get me one.
Fuck. Okay.
Oh, actually.
Yeah.
Nice. Wait, all I had to do was ask.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
What did we watch? Like, it was
like, goddamn stupid is what it was.
It was stupid, but at the same time, like, I could appreciate the aspect on, like, how it was taking some of these tropes and just, like, going with them. Like, just making fun of them.
Look, I'm going to come at this from the opposite end of this and say that this wasn't about the toku tropes at all. Like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. This isn't about toku tropes. This is about, like...
I only had one, apparently.
Why do you have to hurt?
Curse you! You foiled me again!
Like I said, guys, this isn't about toku tropes. It was never about toku tropes. It was something that was easy for them to supplant the tropes that they were looking at onto, but it was never about that. It's about
drinking.
No, the tropes of a shitty job.
That too.
And just explaining them. Yeah, I agree with, like, just explaining them with, like, you know, like, this whole, like, toku blend over it.
Like, honestly, I listen to all these guys talking about all their problems and shit like that, and it's like, what union do Sentai belong to?
The United 402.
Yeah, right? What fucking union are you
obviously
in?
Obviously, since they're a government-run thing, they're under QP.
Right.
Which leads me to question, like, in other Power Rangers or Sentai shows, like, what was it? Like, Lightspeed Rescue was a government division, right?
Yeah.
Are they under a union? Do they get holiday?
I don't know.
Do you think they go up to their superiors often and just be like, yo, we know a giant monster's attacking, it's really, really shitty and all, but,
We've got
Jay's tickets, and honestly, we don't think that any of us are getting paid quite well enough.
Do you think because
so...
it's a military organization in the United States, there's rampant sexism?
Oh, more than likely. I imagine that the Pink
Ranger... That's why there's only one woman.
I imagine that the Pink Ranger needs to carry a lot of sandwiches.
You know, I always like to picture that, like, she grew up in a bad environment, and, like, her dad was like, no women in the military, and she just wants to join the military despite him, so one day... she would outrank him and he'd have to salute her.
But she doesn't really know how to interact around men in any sort of empowered way because of her domineering father issues. And so she just winds up carrying a lot of sandwiches and just, like, all of a sudden she just doesn't know what the fuck she's doing no more. And she just, like, has this, like, outburst of, like, emotion and, like...
emotion.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Those things.
You know, all this talk about union, you gotta wonder if the queen of the animarium offers them dental.
Probably not, because she was a bitch.
I mean, like, the Wild Force Rangers, they need to keep sharp claws and fangs.
Fuck, we should have done this on the podcast. Talk about how unions affect different toku teams.
I know,
and Power
exactly.
Rangers.
Can you imagine if, like, there was, like, a Sentai team of, like, nurses or something like that, and they were just...
Well, I think Dana from Lightspeed Rescue was a nurse.
Yeah. Interesting. So she's gonna be definitely unionized. She was definitely working under the union right over there. Yeah, man.
You two have been really into your union speak lately.
Yeah. No, it's just, I listen to them complaining all the time, and it's like, they're talking about their job, and they're talking about how they were just looking for, like... an easy to get into, easy to maintain job that was connected to the government and paid well. I mean, like, that's kind of the... I don't want to say the... It's the dream, man. It's not a high-maintenance job. It's... They were doing it because it seemed like a pretty sweet deal at the time. It's lazy. I don't mean to stereotype. I'm not going to say that all people in unions are a bunch of fucking slackers, but I will say that... Yeah.
But they kind of are.
They kind of are sometimes. I mean, like, these guys are a bunch of fucking slackers. Like, the Yellow Ranger decided to become the Yellow Ranger because he heard somewhere that the Yellow Ranger gets free curry where he goes to eat.
Again, that was when the show was playing off, I think, playing off tropes, though. Like, what was the bullshit about curry again?
Yeah, because they're old school Yellow Rangers would eat curry often. That was the entire
thing. That was actually a good example.
Yeah,
the show would use tropes to its
advantage. So it makes loving pokes at things. And old Sentai, particularly old Sentai, you'll notice that Lame Gold is very much sort of a big one-esque kind of character, very flamboyant.
I liked his shoulder pads. He had, like,
very
those, like,
larger than life.
And how he had, like, multiple gems where the other Rangers...
He looked like a Generalissimo, basically.
kind of sort of sexist, but still, like, he's like that really, really annoying but good-natured uncle that you know that you have, and, like, he's a really, really fun time to be around, but then you look back on the whole thing and you're like, my uncle's a fucking lame son.
Who said it? Chris Rock. It's your uncles that prepare you for life. You got your drunk uncle, you got your drug addicted uncle, you got your nice uncle, and you got the molester uncle.
Yeah.
We've all got that molester uncle.
I don't.
You had something to tell us?
I like how Paul was the only one who felt the need to say he didn't.
I have one uncle.
Oh, so you got them all in one, eh?
And I didn't see him for 10 years.
Because it was court-ordered?
No. No, my family... He got into a fight with my grandparents, and we didn't see him for 10 years.
Over molestation? No.
I've got, like, one of those uncles that I haven't seen in forever because of some family squabble.
I thought you were about to say, like,
well, in my family,
about,
there's some
about,
molestation.
Oh,
yeah.
I knew you were talking about molestation. I've got that.
Is
one
it
uncle.
The one who used to live with you?
Oh, no, it's not Bruce.
No, he's not a molester, or else I'd feel really, really awkward about that time I spent living here with him.
I didn't say he wasn't the molester.
I can't remember a lot
so,
of things.
I'm saying he's not the one I'm talking about.
So there is a molester.
I don't know.
All I'm saying is that I don't remember a lot of the long stretches of time after he'd cook me something and I'd eat it, but I will say...
Paul,
I woke up feeling refreshed.
Was there a lot of wine and neck rubs?
No, he'd make like a
only
delicious...
a few!
I wouldn't call it a lot. Once or twice a week.
Define neck. I mean, like, what are you talking about neck area?
Well, you know, back of the shoulders, behind, maybe a little towards your sternum.
Wow, it's a good thing we're not recording anymore.
I know, right?
Man, I'm glad Tyler's not going to hear
okay,
this.
Okay, define rub.
Okay, like deep tissue. Like, not just like one of these, like, where you just rub, your like, run your hands over. Thank you, Ray.
All right, now I'm going to need clear definitions on neck, rub, and innocence.
I think in Paul's case, you need to get a clear definition on neck, rub, and penetration.
Because there's varying degrees of that.
I've always said, if you do a neck rub right, he won't even notice the penetration.
The patented cell technique.
They'll be too busy going limp because you just hit a vital pressure point. Oh. Because you're trained to do that. Good for you. You're skilled.
Vulcan massage.
Ow.
Well, actually, you wouldn't feel a goddamn thing.
Yeah, it's literally just the
no,
neck
I mean the emotional ow.
It's literally just...
Not until after you wake up, anyway.
The neck pinch, and then he's free to just resistance-free, super strength, bone.
Oh, that's how you combine both Star Treks. There, you give him the neck pinch, and then when he goes limp, you whisper in his ear, "Resistance is futile," and then you go at it.
But that's all Star Trek.
No, I'm just taking the main two.
Okay,
like honestly, who the fuck? Okay, maybe Voyager, but who else? Who doesn't prefer TNG or the original series as their favorite?
I mean, personally,
I'm a Voyager guy.
My favorite Star Trek thing to whisper into someone's ear before, you know, doing things like that.
Out of the many you whisper.
It's the classic Janeway quote of, "Bite the pillow, I'm coming in dry."
See, I usually what I do at that point, once I realize I've won, I just go, "Kaprah!"
Oh.
Means success in Klingon.
Everybody
okay, thanks for the
Kapra.
Subtitle.
Kapra.
I challenge you to Klablach!
No, but I can't tell you the number of times that, like, after a long day of work, I know it was played up as, like, this really, really negligent thing that the guy said, but Yellow said in After Five that he worked his whole day just to get to this first beer.
Everyone knows that guy who's just waiting to get to the end, and, you know, like, nothing wrong with wanting to, like, you know, have, like, be done your work and have a good day under your belt and then just go, like, you know, relax
and
with your buddies.
And not care about what you do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's good to show pride in your work. At the same time, it's just, like, it's a job.
Yeah, it's a job. And all of them are just kind of, like, I'm walking around, I'm just doing this job. Red Ranger is the only one who actually believes in the job, and because this is some sort of black satire on the Sentai and the work scenario, he's an insufferable twit and a fucking...
I just wish that actual Sentai would take, like, a note from this and just have everyone just shoot him down constantly. I mean, I did love how, like, in the show he was, like, this kind of, like, up-and-comer, like, gee willikers, we're gonna save the world, aren't we?
Yeah.
And this is like, okay, the way I... You know how I said it, and I mentioned this, I should have said this on the podcast, damn it.
Mm.
Like, okay, you know how, like, when we're kids, we all have that one friend who's just, like, when we, like, played a game, he got way too into it, and then he was, like, upset when no one else would, like, get into the spirit of it as much as he was? Like, to be topical, I guess, you know, Star Wars. Come on, guys, let's play Star Wars. I'm gonna be a guy named, Cesar Lightjammer, right? I don't know.
Lightjammer?
He's gonna be like, late. Guys, I bought Mortal Kombat because I thought we could all play together. Because nobody wanted to play Mortal Kombat with
me. Yeah, it like goes into like, who are you going to be? I'm going to be Mitchell.
But,
I don't care. Are you a Jedi or a bounty hunter? I'll have a gun.
I want to be both.
And then inevitably it's that like, you can't be both the Jedi and a bounty hunter.
Doesn't make sense because the Jedi Order's ethics don't allow it.
See how I really?
I want to be a Jedi and a Sith. I call them the Jith.
Hey, Darth Raven did it.
I know. Okay.
Raven, whatever the hell.
Okay,
Raven, not you.
Raven's entire brain Stop had
Raven.
To be rewritten.
Yes, that is
for
true.
For that to happen. Also, yeah, he jumped back and forth between Jedi and Sith, but...
Was he ever both at the same time?
There's an image of...
Then this joke works.
He went from Jedi to Sith, and then there was an accident, so the Jedi Council reprogrammed his brain so that he didn't have any memory of it, and he simply became a Jedi all over
again. Speaking of Star Wars, you know, I heard this theory from people, and I think it might be true. You know who, like, people are saying Kylo Ren might actually be? Like, everyone's been saying it's Luke.
A clone of Luke?
No.
It's not Luke.
You know who I think it's gonna be, actually?
Palpatine!
No. I hope he is, but it won't be. Because, if you look at them, they're very similar in terms of physicality. I think he's gonna be the son of Han Solo and Leia. Because you look at Adam Driver, the actor, he's got very... noticeable, like, Harrison Ford features. He's got the same... He's got the same nose, the same eyes, he's got the same dark hair as Leia, the same, like, hair kind of, like, comes off the back of his neck.
This is the one time I will ever be able to interject with actual Star Wars lore. I've read the Young Jedi Knight novels. They do have a child of a different name.
Non-canon.
Fuck!
But
the only thing I know about Star Wars doesn't matter anymore!
A good try, Ichi. Good point.
The old expanded universe will always beat on in the hearts of every Star Wars fan.
Oh, no, yeah. And
Jason, Jaina, Lobarka!
Just, in the eyes of Disney, you can go fuck yourself. They hate you.
You know what was awesome for me? Just as, like, because I watched that Once Upon a Time show. In Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, there was this great Star Wars reference, which apparently means Star Wars is a world now. No, get this.
Kingdom Hearts 3!
No, for real. There's this moment in that show where, fucking Jafar, he's a character, and the Red Queen, she's a character, are discussing, we need to find a way to make sure Alice is in pain but not kill her. What can we do? And they're going through this book of, like, animals, right? And how about the Chimera? Oh, no, it'll definitely kill her. How about the Manticore? Too messy. Ooh, the Sarlacc.
Whoa!
The Sarlacc is mentioned in Once Upon a Time.
Wow. Jesus!
And they say, it will digest her for a million years. And that's from the movie!
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
Wow.
Star Wars is Star Wars. And it's in Once Upon a Time.
The Red Queen's just like, my productivity has gone up 100-fold. I don't even need to have lengthy executions and head chopping.
She's not that queen, actually. There's two queens of Wonderland in that show. The Red Queen and the Queen of Hearts. They're two separate characters.
Okay.
And the Queen of Hearts is the one who chops off heads.
That doesn't make any sense.
The show is a fan fiction at its core.
Yeah, from what you showed me,
that's
yeah.
fair.
You know, like... I almost feel like this started... No. Like
wait, you're right. There is a Red Queen and a White Queen.
Yeah, the Queen of Diamonds?
No, that's not what I mean.
The main characters in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland are... Alice, Cyrus, who is a genie, and the Knave of Hearts, and the White Rabbit.
Are any of them played by Carol Channing?
She's dead.
Oh.
I think she's dead.
But who will Ryan Stiles make fun of?
Yeah, you Spartacus.
You're lying.
Is she dead?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She might be.
Raspberries.
Your raspberries.
Mom's raspberries.
And I was gonna say, imagine if like what's it? Fuck, I keep forgetting the name. After Five or whatever that. It's called After Five, right?
Yeah.
Kanpai Senshi After Five.
That kind of feels like someone's fan fiction, you know?
It's funny that you compared it to Cheers because the name of the show is Cheers Soldiers After Five.
I just picture it like, yeah, like they walk in, like red, blue.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows.
You know what we gotta do? We gotta.
Fuck, there go our secret identities!
Who's who in Cheers? Like.
Oh,
okay, Yellow's Norm.
Oh, God.
Yellow's
yes,
Norm.
Is. Oh, God, he is.
Who's. Who's Red? I wanna say Red is, oh, what's his face? Woody Harrelson's character.
Yes.
Woody. His name is Woody in the show.
Pink is Kirstie Alley?
Cuz woman.
The one woman on the show, yes.
Actually, you know what? I think she'd be... Because who had more attitude? The Rhea Perlman character.
Mm.
And Pink kind of has an attitude in that show.
I don't know. Kirstie Alley kind of ran the bar.
Mm.
Like, she
and
was
Pink seems
sassy.
To be in pretty control.
Yeah, she was pretty sassy.
She doesn't pay for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's true, actually.
Everybody else buys her shit.
What was I going to say? Okay, so who would Blue be?
I don't know enough about Cheers to make any of these calls. All I know is
somebody said
Frasier
earlier, but no.
Frasier would.
Wait. Who was the guy who's in all the Pixar movies? What's his face? And he was also in Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, the guy who played,
Cliff.
Yeah, Cliff.
Cliff.
Cliff. Cliff. Cliff. Yeah.
Cliff would be green, I think.
No.
No.
No, he spends all of his time drinking, saying a lot of things, but really saying nothing with it.
So he's blue.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm
yeah,
blue.
There you go.
So green would... So
intelligent by, sounding idiot.
I guess, yeah. So by process of elimination, that would mean that green is Rhea Perlman. No. But yes, though.
Mm-hmm. Green would be Frasier because
is
he's
she
intelligent
homicidal?
But also a psychopath.
Is what? She homicidal?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Looks like green would be Frasier Crane because he's the most intelligent, but he's also a psychopath.
But Frasier Crane isn't a psychopath.
I know,
well,
I'm making
he?
A joke.
Or is it? That's how he gets you. He draws you in with his soothing, syrupy voice.
And then he sideshow bobs your ass.
Fuck.
Look, okay.
I did it.
So he might sideshow bob the shit out of you, but at least before he does do that, he'll regale you with his best interpretation of the score of the HMS Pinafore.
Exactly.
So, if I'm gonna die, I really do...
While playing Animal Crossing on the DS.
Sure. If I'm gonna die, I would like to have my death scored with the one of the greatest works of Gilbert and Sullivan, thank you very much. So...
Hey, I wouldn't mind the last thing I hear before I die being Englishman!
Yeah, I already know what's going to be the sound, the last thing I hear right before I die. Get off the train track!
I'm just imagining myself like being stabbed.
They say,
well,
you're saying...
Like, I am the very
right.
model of a modern major general. With, like, the rhythm going on. This is the darkest... Like, all of them. This is devolving into a dark conversation.
Yeah, it's getting late. I think we should go
tired.
Alright.
Well, okay, well, no, like, I mean... It could be dark, but at the same time, where are you going, bitch?
Oh, I'm leaving.
If I gotta stay here, you gotta stay here.
Shit! Dude,
we're done cocking.
You finished it. There you go.
Tickle the feet.
Go fuck.
Did you just tickle Paul's feet?
Yes. You got his leg out of my way.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, later.
Peace. And then there were three. Alright, see you guys.
Oh, I see how it is. I don't actually because I'm tired.
I think we all tired, yo.
God damn it. This show was about having a really shitty job.
That was... Although...
I'm drinking.
It wasn't a shitty job. They were just shitty at it and didn't care.
Well, to be fair, they weren't shitty at it. They kept winning.
No.
That's also because their villains were just shitty.
Wasn't that a line in there or something?
No.
Something like that.
It's the idea of a day-in, day-out repetitious grind. I mean, think about how Sentai works. We're meant to believe every day.
No, but it's established that they're shitty at it because they talk about how Yellow can't lift his fucking limbs and how Green keeps fucking up the pose.
Yeah, but Yellow had... It was also established that Yellow had been doing it for years.
No, I know, but the point is he doesn't care enough to try and fix it.
You know, that was my favorite joke in the whole
thing. None of them care enough, and that's the joke, but
except
it is also...
For
exactly!
Except for Red, and that actually makes sense because they play with that whole idea. In the end, isn't it really only the robot fight that matters?
Yeah.
Which is right. And then they find out Red is the only one actually doing anything during the robot fight.
Red pushes all the buttons, we just pose. And I love when Yellow makes a comment, it's like, you know what's really satisfying? Just whipping out the giant robot right from the get-go.
Do the Doug Walker take on it all, yeah. No, I see, that's actually the one thing about the show I actually thought was good outside of the whole, oh, it's just talking about when they're done work. Was when they made fun of the tropes.
Yeah.
Like, I did like that. I thought that was funny. Like, where they, like, talk
about... You haven't even seen the more interesting parts of the show where they're...
Nor will I.
Well, let me give you just a brief summary. There's a small plot arc where, literally, the Yellow Ranger retires, and they get a hot young female to be the Yellow, and they like her way better. But then they get the old one back for reasons.
Yay.
And then there's an arc towards the end of the first season where the villains go broke and can't afford to make new monsters. So it becomes this weird parallel where the Rangers can't exist without the villains, and the villains can't exist without the Rangers, so they subconsciously slash, like, without telling each other that they're helping each other, they help each other, and that's kind of what the show becomes, especially in season two.
We should make our own.
Hey, with production values like that, we could probably do something of equal quality.
It is, yeah, like when they go home at night. Not even at the bar.
Yeah.
That should be a topic for another day, actually. Make our own show in that sense.
Something like
that. You know what we should do at some point for the actual podcast, like a topic? Make like an episode where we actually go into the tropes themselves. Like, what makes it a toku? How can we do that?
That would be a neat topic.
Yeah, well, that was definitely one of the shortest things ever we did earlier, right?
Yes.
10 minutes.
15 minutes, I think.
Maybe about 20. I don't know. All I know is I've got to go and do some things with my body.
And as I previously said before, I have to go downstairs and cry for a while.
As is tradition.
As a ranger do.
As a cast ranger will. Emma, let's go downstairs.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a beer.
And I won't drink it. Careful of the Skype flares. They're in my face!
The room got me!
Hold on a second. I turned off the mic, right?